After a great deal of wrangling, need I say that when I'm talking about Congress, the Republican-led House voted yesterday to approve a GOP measure that reauthorizes the expired Violence Against Women Act. Back in April, though, the Senate approved a bill that added a whole host of protections to that 1994 law. They covered undocumented immigrants, same-sex partners, and Native American women as well. Those protections were removed in the House's bill. And so, again, we're headed for a showdown between the House and the Senate. Todd Zwillick joins us now, our Washington correspondent. So, Todd, what tell us the specific, is it just those protections against for immigrants, same-sex partners, and Native American women that distinguishes the House from the Senate version?
Essentially, that's it. There are little minor differences in other places of the bill, but both bills want to spend about the same amount of money, which is around $650 million, on the Violence Against Women Act. These are what these are, Celeste, by the way, just so people understand what this act does. It's grants. It's basically grants to localities, states, and cities, Indian tribes, and other entities that allows them to set up programs, everything from domestic violence, dating violence, sexual assault, and stalking, for crisis centers, forensic testing for sexual assault and rape, training of medical personnel, teachers, run down the list. These are essentially grant programs. Now, you mentioned three controversial areas where the Senate expanded its bill in the Violence Against Women Act. In the Senate version, it says that LGBT women, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender women who self-identify that way are basically included, can't be denied services or programs for them. If you wanted to set up a program for battered lesbian women, for instance, or transgender women who suffered sexual assault and set up education programs, testing, crisis centers, homes for them, etc., can't be denied under the provisions of this act. Taken out in the House, expands such programs, gives Native tribes a lot more power to police and set up grants, and also the undocumented immigrant women was a big one. This basically expands visas for women who self-identify as being abused. Celeste, would expand visas. You can stay in the country under certain provisions if going back to your country, for instance, would lead you to be in a domestic violence situation. If you can prove it, you can stay under very narrow circumstances. This would expand that. It would also say, and this is important, you can't be deported under the provisions of this act if you self-identify as being abused as an immigrant.
Call me cynical, Todd, but I can understand Republican opposition to the immigrant coverage and same-sex partners, because that's kind of part of their platform, right? That's their political philosophy. But why not cover Native American women?
Well, Native American women are covered. Let's be clear. There are lots of provisions in the House bill that do cover Indian country. It was the expansion of certain granting programs and certain criminal legal rights that Republicans didn't want to do. That was not the flashpoint of this. The flashpoint of this was LGBT women and undocumented immigrants.
All right. So who's going to win in this fight between the House and the Senate?
Take heart. They're headed for a conference, which is very rare in this polarized environment. A conference means where House members and Senate members actually sit down and negotiate and get a common bill that they can send to the president. Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader of the Senate yesterday, dismissed any calls, any questions that this would be controversial. He said, we'll get a bill. They're going to actually sit down and negotiate, and that means they'll probably get something in the end. I think it's pretty likely.
Todd Zwillick, Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.